Earth Science in English. Comprehension. Timing the Earth. Although Earth appears to be solid and static on our human timescale, there is hardly a place on Earth that is not moving, both vertically and horizontally, however slowly. The geological processes that shape Earth's surface and give structure to its interior take place over millions of years. On that timescale, continents, oceans, and mountains have moved great distances. A key job of the geologist is to learn the patterns and rates of these movements. Geologists differ from most other scientists in their attitude towards time. Physicists and chemists study processes that last only a fraction of a second, the splitting of an atomic nucleus, a rapid chemical reaction. Other scientists perform experiments that last minutes, hours, or days. Geologists, in contrast, deal with Earth processes that unfold over a great range of time periods. Earthquake tremors last seconds or minutes, whereas the building of a mountain chain takes many millions of years. We can measure some geological processes directly. A river's floodwaters, for example, rise and fall over a few days. We can even measure the relatively slow movement of glaciers, which may take a year to move a few meters. Other processes, however, such as the erosion of a hillside, are too slow to measure directly. We may rely on historical records to determine the amount of time required for some of these processes. Even the oldest historical records extend back only a few thousand years, though, far short of the time span required to measure the very slow geological processes that shape the planet. Our only resource for timing such processes is the rock record. Rocks formed in the past and, if preserved from erosion, serve as Earth's memory, recording geological events, such as glaciations, that lasted many thousands or millions of years. Geologists of the 19th century used their understanding of rock strata and fossils to determine the relative ages of sedimentary rock layers, how old they are in relation to one another. These early researchers could then put the geological events that created these rock formations into chronological order. Today, geologists use the physics of radioactive decay to determine a rock's isotopic age, often called its absolute age, the actual number of years that have passed since the rock formed. Press, Seaver, Grotzinger, and Jordan, Understanding Earth, Freeman.